Recording is on.
All right. That sounds good. Okay, so welcome everyone to the weekly Trace Interop meeting. This is Vocab Week. It's a couple of beginning of meeting notes, IP note. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. Information about and links to the required license agreements can be found in the meeting agenda. I'm posting a link to the agenda now. Here we go. Okay, so this is Trace Interop. This is Trace Vocab Week. So I'm going to grab and sort the pull requests, post a link to that. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so we have two PRs in place. Welcome, Ori. We've only just started. Okay, so the first PR to discuss for Trace Vocab is number 584. This one was opened earlier today by Russell. Russell, you want to take this one away?
Yeah, sure. So there's several agricultural inspection report schemas, and there's going to be more. And there's a bunch of common information at the start of them, like when it started, who the inspector is, the facility. So it seems like the ideal way to do this, to get rid of this code duplication, is to have some sort of inheritance. But as I was talking with Mike about, I guess, inheritance or extending schemas it's supported by JSON schema, but not currently by our setup. So what this does instead is just creates a agriculture inspection common info schema and includes that in the other agriculture inspections.
Okay. I do see that this has two approvals, but NIST has made a comment regarding agricultural versus ag that I want to chime in and agree with, because we did actually go through and change the ag the ag abbreviation in a bunch of places to spell that out.
That was a copy paste error. That was just like one of the example. That's one of the example organizations. I think I copy pasted it from someone else and I forgot to change it. I can fix that now.
That would be great. Ori, have you had a chance to look at this? I know it's a newer PR. Just to see if we can't get three approvals on this.
Put a change request on this. If you look at the CI, it looks like the schema sanity test is breaking, but it's not actually triggering an error, which is not good. I will post a link. And the relevant part of it.
Okay, in light of that, I propose that Russell, maybe you work on this offline to get it to pass all the sanity checks.
I'll check again, but it was passing all the tests on my end.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Stupid. Something must have changed in Chrome. I see entity in here. I think it's going to affect undefined terms probably, because entity doesn't define terms properly, but I'm okay merging things and then fixing problems afterwards, as long as it doesn't break continuous deployment.
How can I get at the error that you're seeing with continuous deployment?
It's with CI. It's in the test slash schema sanity test.
Okay.
And then
just paste the link to the CI error in the chat if you're looking.
It's on the pull request.
Okay.
So.
Are these the ones that those are the errors that kind of show up for everything?
No, last week I went through and fixed these, so they shouldn't be showing up at all, and that's why I'm just super sensitive about it.
Yeah, sorry. I can address that.
Yeah, so in Visual Studio Code, if you pull up the schema sanity test of line 36 and say like run, it should run that, and hopefully it will be triggering on failure, but I think that's
the issue. It should not be, is kind of what we're observing here, because I'm looking at this whole thing being green and I'm seeing an error being logged instead of thrown. If we're ready to start turning on throwing errors here, this will prevent anything from being merged that breaks in the future. And that's probably what we would want to do. We just get to the point where there's nothing broken and then turn throw errors on, and then you can't merge anything that would cause
breaks. Let's see. Yeah, as of last week, there should be no errors because I went through and fixed all of them so that none of our Jest tests throw errors. So I would want to make sure that we have that on before we start adding too much gunk in it again.
You can request changes on this pull request then and make the pull request throw errors as part of the change set. And I think that is the thing that should happen before we go further.
Yeah, I guess I've gotten into the bad habit of just ignoring those errors. I'll address that then.
Yeah, I think also we need to do a better job of when you run NPMT to make sure that these get in there as well, so that all the tests that are running on the CI are effectively running in, before setting a merge request. So I think there's definitely a disconnect, but I definitely want to raise these errors so we, you know, raise our standards on as far as this goes.
Okay. So it sounds like there are two action items that came out of this. One, Russell, you are going to fix this so it no longer errors in the Jest tests. And Benjamin, are you going to enable throwing errors?
Yeah, I am making an issue for it right now.
Awesome. Would anyone object to merging this once it is passing all of the CI?
Once it's passing all the Jest tests, because it's technically passing CI right now. I would say okay to merge once passing Jest tests.
Okay, I will add a comment to that effect.
If we are kind of done with the ticket, I will just say how excellent it is to actually have a console that you can use for something. Like Russell, like you said, I've also been just ignoring it, but this week I've actually used it and it's amazing. So thank you, Ben, and thank you for keeping us to that standard now also. It's great.
All right, so let's leave that in Russell's capable hands, and we'll move on to pull request 585. This one is from Eunice.
Yes, it is. We've talked about it many times. We've taken interim steps towards it. It is changing organization from having a naked address to having a location that has an address and can also have geo-coordinates and so forth. Mahmoud, just to your point there, yes, when you approved, I had examples only, But I managed to get through all the examples, and which allowed me to then also remove what I call the naked address from organization. So in its shape now, I've also removed the address from organization, just so you're aware of that.
That's a much bigger change than when I reviewed it, right? I'm gonna have to take a look because I think this may break some stuff on our end. And I think a change to organization is a pretty pivotal change, right? I think this will break for more people. I mean, I don't know if it will break anything on the measure side or not, but I know we were using address as the baseline rather than location with an address in it, right? What was the rationale for using a location with an address in it rather than just using
address? Because you can't support GPS coordinates with just a postal address. But with a location, you can support a postal address and GPS coordinates.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
It's going to trip us up too. We have this in a bunch of places, but there's a lot of cases where we wanted to be able to be putting a point on a map, and we can't do it unless we have place.
Yeah. I mean, in principle, I'm super pro this. I just need a little bit to double check how big of a break this is going to cause, right? Can you give us like a week and then we can merge this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the general rule is we keep it open for, you know, several days. So it's 4 days old now, but it's, you know, a lot of that was the weekend. So I think it's fine to leave it open for review.
I think I was happy with it up until an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's more like 4 minutes ago. Just crossed the finish line. That's absolutely fair.
Yep. Let's leave it open.
Also, sorry to spoil your parade-ness. It looks like there are schema errors in the gist test.
I
did that.
Excellent.
So
how come I didn't get any errors locally running NPMT?
I think you have to run the test specifically. So I don't know if it's hooked up to run on NPMT. I tried to do that, but I'm not sure if I was successful.
Yeah, it's possible it's getting like swallowed somehow. So we should just fix that. I think it's probably better to just fix that independent of these other pull requests as a small PR that we would accept immediately. Just turning every warning into an error that will break things. I would just do that right now if when you clone and you know you take the head of main today, and you run tests, and you don't see any errors. We should just make it so that it will error. And that pull request, we should prioritize over everything else.
Okay, I still don't understand why you're seeing. I don't understand why you're seeing this error when I. Don't. Is it not the same NPMT that we're running?
The rule is not whether it works on your local machine. It's whether you see the error in CI. So that's yeah. I don't know why you're seeing something different than what CI is seeing, but the CI setup will show you exactly what you need to do to reconfirm the error because CI is cloning and installing and running tests. And so if you see it, if you see it in CI, you know the steps to reproduce it.
Yeah. Also, I'm not very, I don't know too much about CI, so there's a lot of gaps in here, but, MPMT is running Lerna tests. And then the thing that I added to CI is specifically running Jest tests.
That might be why it's getting swallowed. I don't know that we need Lerna in here, by the way, at this point, if there's just one package.
Yeah, I don't, are we, it, yeah, it seems I don't like think
Lerna
we're
is probably here. Overkill for this kind of repo. So there's a bunch of infrastructure things this is highlighting that would be good to improve.
Should we create a ticket to investigate removal of Lerna before we lose that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I will go ahead and create that now. was created, issue 587. Okay, so it sounds like we're going to leave this PR open for some work and to review again next week. So that brings us to PRs for Trace Interop, of which there are two. Link is in chat. And the first issue here is one of mine. This is 436. This is an issue that I created, issue number 416, and it is to add some robustness to the tests for credentials issue. Specifically, when a value was required to be, for an example, an array, the original test I had would simply check to see that it failed when it was given an integer, but it did not also check Boolean, null, object, etc. And that was glossing over some errors in implementations. So this is to expand it so that when a specific type is required, all of the other JavaScript types are checked to ensure that the test fails. It looks like we have two approvals on this one. I'm inclined to merge this, but it is also my PR. So if anyone objects, please speak now. Otherwise, I am going to merge. Okay, merging. The next PR is 437. And this is partially fixing issue 359, which is a placeholder to implement performance testing for the credentials status endpoints. This PR implements all of the negative testing to ensure schema conformance for the bodies of requests. Again, I have two approvals. This is simply addition of new tests, so I feel comfortable merging this. And merging now. And that is it for pull requests on Trace Interop. So we can now review Trace Vocab issues. So I will sort these with least recently updated first. Link is in the chat. And the first issue for us to discuss is issue number 152. This issue was opened by Ted, who is not currently present. Can anyone speak to this
issue? Yeah, I remember we talked about this and wanted to close. It was on the edge of closing, and I think I asked if we could keep it open for a little while longer, and I would like to look into it. I have not done that. And I guess where I'm going with that is I would recommend that we put a pending close label on it, since that's what he's picking it up.
Okay. Any objections to pending close for this issue? Okay, I will comment and add pending close. I can find it. Okay. Next issue is 153. This one is also opened by Ted. Can anyone comment on this issue? Our last comments indicate that we're seeking community feedback and that we discussed this on July 5th. I personally have no memory of this issue. So I suggests that we keep this one open until such time as Talton is present to add his comments. I will tag him as well. Next issue is 167. Mahmoud, this one is yours. Would you like to comment? Looks like we have a pending close from July 5th.
Yeah, I believe this was done. I think what we're doing now is we're waiting on GS1 abscess events. I think there's a big abscess conversation that's going to be taking place. So we can, I mean, there's a number of big EPCIS like issues. I think this one is good to close.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to GS1, and I had a pull request that we looked at and kind of agreed on a direction. It was a incomplete, more like a proof of concept pull request, I suppose. That is work that could get picked up. We have a ticket for it now. It's a separate ticket from this, but yeah, I agree with you. I think this is good to close.
Mahmoud, just to be clear, you suggested that we had already done this. Shall I add that
yes.
to the note? Okay. Closing now. Okay, next one is 185. And this one was opened by Ori. Link is in the chat. Or can
right.
you comment on this?
There has been some movement on this. So the JSON LD community group has been having a series of meetings on YAML LD, and our work was discussed a lot on those calls. You can the community group call, so you can look up the notes for them. I was present on some of the calls. The main thing I think to just be aware of is that JSON schema has no sort of standards home. So you can't like really point normatively to JSON schema depending on if you're in a standards organization or, you know, or if you're in an open source world, you can just point to whatever you want. But from a formal perspective, JSON schema isn't a formalized standard, even though it has like lots of adoption and lots of and that kind of thing. So I don't think we would ask anyone regarding these things. I think we've already asked the JSON-LD community group regarding it, and their answers was basically like, hey, it looks like what you're doing is cool, but it's not really JSON-LD, and it's not really schema.org, so you should just keep doing it where you're doing it. That's kind of what I gathered from this. But if someone else wants to pick up that ball and try and make a play, I'm happy to support.
The literal crickets in the background is a nice touch. okay. Or should I add pending close to this and we can just pick it up again
yes.
in a few weeks?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. This is now pending close. Next issue is issue number 231. Ori, this is another one from you.
So this is from my last review, and foreign charge declaration was broken. So let's go and let's see, is it still broken?
Oh, yeah,
foreign charge declaration is still broken. taking a screenshot and updating the ticket. All right, and there it is. And we can move on.
Yeah, I'll run this.
Thank you for taking that. Okay, next issue is 235. This is another one from Ori regarding revocation list 2020 status.
All right, let's do the same thing. This one seems fixed to me.
There is emerged PR from Benjamin.
I'm gonna close and I'm gonna comment and close.
Perfect, thank you.
Good work.
Go team.
Issue 464. Benjamin, this is one of yours regarding publishing minutes.
Let's see. Okay, I think this has been solved by Chris's instructions on traceability interop. I guess, should we copy those over?
Yeah, I think what... Sorry, I think what I did here was I added the initial minutes to this, and then on the trace interop side, Chris did a rehaul of it. I think it's a really good idea to move them here. Yep. Or we just link from here to there. That also would make it easy.
That can also work. Let's see. As far as the questions, do we need to boot everyone out of the meeting when we're done?
Yes.
Okay, add links to the meetings repo that was done in Chris's intro. README. For three, transcriber failing. I guess when we hit record, sometimes the record doesn't start, sometimes the transcriber doesn't start. We go to menu and stop and start it independently of record instead of stopping the meeting. Was that how we address number
yes.
three? Okay.
And then it will fail for some people, namely Ness. And as far as I can tell, nobody else it fails for. Can anyone confirm that it fails for them, other than Ness?
I've only seen it fail for Ness.
I've only seen it fail for Ness. I've seen it misquote me and attribute hateful or inappropriate content to me when I speak. And I dislike generally seeing it because I don't trust the notes, and I think it's bad habits, basically. And I prefer for it to be off.
My preference is this in a similar vein, but instead I would have a backup transcriber who just reads it and corrects small things. I think it's still easier to use it with someone going through it and checking, rather than having someone transcribe everything. I don't know how the rest of the group feels.
I mean, generally in the W3C, if it's a formal work item, we don't use an AI transcriber. We have someone scribe, and it's part of engaging in the work and supporting work, learning how to scribe and those sets of skills. I think that's all valuable stuff for folks to learn.
I have seen enough errors in the transcriber that I second that.
Do we want to take a vote?
Okay. Sure. Before we address that, or do we want, there's also point number four on this issue of do we update people.json, but that's, I guess let's address the transcriber first.
Okay. I'm gonna put a proposal in the chat. Let me know if the wording is fine with everyone. And then we can work.
So don't vote at first. Just review the proposal and request any changes to it that you might have before we run it.
I'm expecting, no, we don't not want to.
Okay. I hope that's not convoluted enough for you, Ben, but I'm doing
okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm good with that.
Very simple. Yes, I'm okay.
Okay, so if no one has issues with this, then let's run the proposal. Please plus one, minus one, and let me know. Alright, I think that's everyone, unless...
Vivian didn't vote.
Okay. I think that's most people, and I think I'm happy to let it go. Vivian, are you okay with going forward, or are you gonna block the...
Yeah, I guess I'm okay going forward. Just feel like manual transcribing is just too much work. But anyhow, I'll go with the majority.
Alright, fair enough. I guess we're switching to manual transcribing. Do you want to start it for the rest of this meeting, or do you want to go starting from next meeting?
I think next meeting's probably best. We should just make sure we update our process documents to describe, you know, how to start the meeting, how to ask for a scribe, how to scribe plus all of the IRC instructions that you give in a formal working group, like the W3C verifiable credentials working group or the DID working group. Like, there's a set of instructions we give to folks who are new to help them on those calls. And also, those calls tend to have more folks, you know, joining, and we try and grow call participation so that the scribe burden isn't, you know, too burdensome. So I think the other side of this is, like, we should be looking to grow the call participation here and teaching people how to scribe. And actually, this is one of the reasons you might want to join a smaller group like this, is we'll teach you how to, you know, how to handle things in the W3C format. You can use those skills when you migrate to a formal working group in the future.
Is somebody on the call familiar with those procedures and will
volunteer
to create an issue?
I put a link to the W3C guide for it.
I see it. Thank you. I will.
Might be a good idea to put that in the README.
Yeah. I will update the instructions for trace interop, and then we can cascade that into this ticket to copy this over to trace for web. Okay, so Benjamin, do we want to make this ready for PR to pull the instructions over for issue 464?
Yes, I would say ready for PR.
Alright, I will change the label now.
And then I guess, does that also include the action item of updating the instructions to include descriptions for scribes?
Yes, let me leave a comment to that effect. Okay. That has been commented.
I guess also, if we're using a manual scribe, does that mean we don't need to boot everyone out of the meeting when we're done?
The recording is independent of the scribe.
Okay, that's for the recording. Okay.
Yeah, the recording is a bit wonky. If you forget to stop it, or if you don't boot everyone, it takes a long time for it to decide it's done and actually write the recording to disk.
Okay, and to ask a quick stupid question, all we need is an audio OGG for that, so is it possible to make a local recording as a backup or something? Not is it practical, but is it possible?
I mean, I think that anyone on the call could conceivably record it as well. I don't know how that fits in with general procedures for this type of meeting.
Okay, just double checking. So let's, since we haven't had too much problem with the audio not OGG not working for us, so let's just assume that it will continue to keep working for us unless it doesn't.
Okay.
Or at least until it doesn't. Okay.
That brings us to issue 160. This is from Ted. Link is in the chat. And it's related to updating the README. Anyone comment on this? Looks like the last commenter was you, Ben. And you self-assigned.
Yeah, except this was like half a year ago. I'm not exactly sure. So any changes that potentially introduce breaking your non-backwards capability functionality must have a corresponding issue and discussion, require consensus from editors. So
Ted objected to the idea that editors control work items. His point was the W3C process is that editors implement working group consensus. This is a community group. Basically, I don't agree with his position, as I said several years ago. It is the case that if ever you're disappointed in something someone in a community group is doing, you can ask the community group chairs to intervene, or you can go to the formal ombudsman process at W3C if you're having a dispute with someone. But I think this is basically overkill and should be closed.
Okay, I'm perfectly okay with pending close on this.
I will remove ready for PR and add pending close. And I will add a note. Okay. The next issue is 192. Oh, Russell, apologies, you're on the queue.
Yeah, for the pull request 584, I fixed the ag to agricultural, and the sanity test turned out to be an easy fix as well. So if you wanted to merge that now, that should be doable.
Thanks for pointing that out. Can we take another look at it? Can you refresh the link?
Yes, here it is, 584.
Try and merge anything we can.
I changed a bunch of other ags to agriculture all while I was at it.
Excellent.
Okay. I'm looking at the Jest test now. It looks like it ran all tests with passing results. Benjamin, if you agree and can re-review to remove your...
Yes, I double-checked it and I approved it.
Excellent. And I will merge 584 now.
Yes. That's a big improvement. Those little readability issues in a large number of schemas, they matter a lot.
Got it.
Okay.
Good work.
584 has been merged. And you said you also fixed 585, is that? Or that was this, right? Sorry.
No, yeah.
Okay.
I put up a small pull request 588 so that instead of just calling console.log, it returns false for the Jest test. I don't know if we want to do that now or if this is enough to satisfy the issue.
I think we might as well, just so that we can get this added in as soon as possible.
Just to clarify, will this cause CI to fail
Yeah, hopefully I can... Sorry, Dory, go ahead.
That was my question. It doesn't seem like it's exploding enough. But maybe if this causes CI to fail, it just isn't obvious to me looking at the code that it would.
Oh, under this, it loops, this is running a promise.all where it returns true or false, and then under that it says expect everything to be true. So what's happening here is it's just calling console.error and then returning true, and then...
I expanded. I think it's good. I'm in favor of merging this immediately.
Excellent. I will, if you prove that, Ori, so we get that little green check, I will merge.
Oh, and before you merge, let me link the issue. I can link the issue even after it gets merged.
Yes, you can.
Okay, merging now. That's it. Okay. Any other PR changes to discuss before we return to issues?
No. Thanks for bringing that up, Russell.
So, awesome. And what we just merged, does that have any effect on 5.8.5 also?
I think they were using entity, so potentially not, but we can pull and address it.
Oh, we're going to hold off on that anyway for a week. So, yeah.
No worries. Yeah.
And there is NIST, just FYI, there's now a conflict on 5.8.5.
Oh, great. This is getting better and better.
Okay, let's move on to issue. Apologies while I find my place again. Issue 393.
Yeah, that's on QDT. We did have a conversation on that repo. It's a long time ago, January, last time we talked about it. I can try and reping about that. Generally, what I've been lacking for QDT is a proper example. I just haven't been able to find that anywhere. But I'll ask around again for it.
Okay. The next issue is 455, which is a pending close issue regarding the traceable presentation example. There was some question about, Ori, whether or not you concurred that this was addressed by PR 458. I've linked that PR in the chat.
There's the pull request. What's the issue, though?
The issue is 455.
There's no link in the chat to that.
Sorry.
I'm trying to... All right. Update traceable presentation example. Right. So I remember looking at a pull request. We discussed this. What is it saying? Include an example where the holder is an object. So I'm just going to click the link. And if the example has a holder that's an object, we're good. I think we're good. Looks good to me. Anyone else think that?
I agree. I think it's closable.
All right. I'm going to close it. It's closed.
Thank you. And that brings us to 192, which is a proposal regarding tagging structure for grouping schema objects. Ori, this is yours. There's been some back and forth on this between you and Ben.
I think we implemented some version of this. So we have folder structures now for schema objects. My assertion is that this is working and there's no changes we're expecting to make. Does anyone think that there's some proposal for future? I think we did these things. Suggest closing.
Okay, I will close unless anyone objects.
I closed it.
Chris, before we move on, I just remember Ben and I, we talked about 416 earlier today, and we actually were trying to remind ourselves to ask if we could focus on it. Would you mind if we just break the normal order and just cover that now?
416, yeah, sure.
The proposal is basically to change the word certificate to credential.
So this would impact a lot of credentials. It is basically to remove the confusion over the word certificate. We've heard non-technical people or technical people be confused, like, why are you calling these things certificates? We inherited that from the other vocabularies, like the permanent resident card, you know, and actually the permanent resident card one doesn't have this. It has a different, I think they use the word credential. So what we're trying to do is just give an RDF type to the verifiable credential format that we support. That's the objective. And we want to group all the credentials together, and we have that in the vocabulary today. So when you look at the section of credentials, you'll see a whole bunch of words with the word credential at the end instead of a whole bunch of words with the word certificate at the end. Is that kind of high level summary?
Yes, perfect summary.
Okay. I'm happy to change the word to whatever makes people happy. Just being aware that people will never actually be happy and they'll probably want us to change the word again.
Okay, so Nis and Ben, how do you?
The reason we wanted to talk about it is that it will impact so many things that we would want to ask to be allowed to do it off, between meetings. It wouldn't take long to do it. It would just impact a whole lot of things and definitely break or have cause merge conflicts with anything else. So. Can we give ourselves a label that allow NRI to do this?
I don't understand. Sorry.
My main concern here is just with renaming with respect to GitHub repos is that you're deleting one file and then you're creating a new file with a different name. So my main concern is if there's other merge requests that are open at the same time and we do this, someone is going to do a merge request with respect to the certificate postfix. And then that's going to get deleted and a new file with the old.
Yeah, I understand.
Content of, yeah.
The issue there is just basically one of how do you address merge conflicts or when people are trying to make changes. When you do a massive change set, you tend to prefer the bias towards the massive change set since it's more work for that person than it would be for the other guy to redo their work. So if there's a pull request up, we should say, oh, like let's merge that one first because that's the big one and it's going to be, you know, difficult if we don't merge it right away.
Yeah, I don't think we need to merge it out of meeting specifically, okay. But I think we just, when it does come up, I think we should give it priority, and that's just what this is.
I think we'll just give it a merge first tag and when the PR is open, and we're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. All right, great. Thanks.
Okay, and that is, we probably have time for one more. The next issue is 217. Title is We Need a Roadmap. Mahmoud, this one is yours.
Let me just refresh on this. I don't think we ended up with a plan on how to do this, but what I was hoping for was a target of what we would need to cut our first release, right? And my plan for a roadmap wasn't a time-based one, but rather a feature-based one where we can say, this is the absolute minimum subset of things that we will need so that we can say we are ready to launch V1 of Trace Vocab context, right? And then obviously we're going to need, you know, a little bit further than that. I'm not sure how to tackle this. I think Ben had a really good suggestion of splitting it by vertical, of saying, this is what I need for my vertical, and this is what I have missing. And, you know, once I have all these things in, then I'm ready. But, you know, I'm happy to hear any other suggestions, if anyone has any.
Yeah, I think I think that we need to have a fixed version 1 sometime, hopefully before testing really commences, because I don't think we're going to be taken seriously if we have context and stuff that changes and breaks proofs, you know, as we work. And I think that eventually, you know, we do want to have a certain list of things that says, you know, if these conditions are met, we can say version 1 is complete, and we're not going to change it, and we're not going to touch it, and then we're going to address further changes and conflicts in version 2. I'm not entirely sure that we would need it, specifically need a perfect version 1. If we have schemas that are defined, and we have context that is defined, and we don't have any undefined terms, I think we could define a narrow list of criteria that would satisfy version 1.
Okay, so do we have an action that we can call out here?
My suggestion as an action is, for every vertical, we list out what are the schemas that we believe we are missing, that once we have these schemas, we're ready for a V1. And then we take a look at that list of credentials, which should help us identify commonalities and then a path to V1, right? I think if we try and approach it without that vertical level, I mean, the other option is we can say per vendor, each vendor goes in and says it, but that's roughly the same thing, and it's more exclusionary than saying per vertical, right? In my mind, we go per vertical and say, these are all the credentials that I need to have locked down for V1, and these are the ones that are not there yet. And then from there, we can take a look and we can, you know, put a target.
Okay. That sounds good, and that's about all we have time for today. Does anyone volunteer to post some meeting minutes for this week?
I can do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Russell. Mahmoud, I believe you are in control of the meeting. If you would stop recording and to kick everyone.
Kick everyone first, then stop recording, right?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, everyone. And
thanks, everybody. Bye. See you next week.
See you next week.